Hey, how do you like the new intro? Welcome to Money and Change right here on the Trim Radio Network. Oh, that was some really good stuff. Different music. Yeah, electronic. Kind of neat. Great background, too. Gotta really pat Victoria Smith for doing some of the great graphics. Excellent job. Well, anyhow, guys, welcome to Money and Change right here on the Trim Radio Network. And boy, is there a lot of information out there. You know, I started picking up some information on scams. Yeah, you know, tis the season, the scamming season. Well, we're going to talk about that. But before we get going, I've got that, you know, disclaimer I've got to read. The information contained in this presented material is from the posting of news agencies on the internet and are not necessarily the views or opinions of the owners of this program. Nothing in this show should be considered as legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. You should always do your own research and consult with professionals. We are not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast. You would think after 10 years, I would have that memorized and get the mouthing gear at the same time. You almost think that it's my world. Yeah. Okay, guys. Big shout out here. You know, we always have to do shout outs at the beginning of the show. We always have to do that. And if we don't, hey, we're not doing our friends any favors. Okay. And so we always like to give a big shout out to the Trim Radio Network. And because they've been helping us carry the show for quite a while. And you can see right here, we've got different shows. And you can see other little things available underneath those pictures of the shows. You know, we've got Adventure Waits Around the Bend. And we've got Ranch It Up with Tigger and Beck. We've got Life Walk with Christ God. We've got Money and Change. You notice we're on Rumble, YouTube, and I believe this one is Spotify. And we also have Offsides, College Football Top 25, My World, Live, Laugh, and Whatever, The Positude Podcast, and Rascala's Red Pill Reality Show. But we have one person we have to add here, and that's Victoria Smith at the Natural Marketer Podcast. You can check us out. And we've got a lot of bells and whistles coming up. But check us out on the Trim Radio Network. Now, if you want to send us a question or you want to do your own show, right over here on the left-hand side, actually the right-hand side on your screen, there's a little box that says, "Hi there, thanks for visiting Trim Radio Network. How can I help you today?" Click on it. And all you have to do is enter your question below and make sure you have your name, your phone number, and your message. Hey, I want to start my own show. How do I do it? And give me all the information possible. And then all you have to do is click send. It's that easy. And somebody will get right back to you. And it'll be fairly instantaneous reply. And we'll get you in touch with the right person to talk to, whether or not it's Victoria Smith or Michael Bejas or Rascala Stefan. You don't know. I mean, we'll get back to you as quick as we possibly can, okay? But how do you support the show? Well, it's easy to support the station. All you have to do is go down at the bottom where it says contribute now. So you can contribute. You could buy airtime. Or you could shop the merch, as Mike calls it. Well, anyhow, shop the merch. You know, we've got different t-shirts available. Make the right vote. And we cut the bull, Trim Radio Network. Okay? Click on shop now. And there it is. We've got the Red Pill Reality Show, New Blend Hooded Sweatshirt. We've got 30-second spot on air advertising. We've got We Cut the Bull, Trim Radio Network mug. It's a morphing mug. Ooh. Hey, and we've also got the Money and Change ceramic mug. One of these days I'll have to see if we can get a morphing mug. You know, it says money and change, and then you put something hot in there and it changed to a $1,000 bill. But I don't know who would be on the cover of it. I will work that one out. And then we have, we cut the bull women's ideal racer back tank. And more airtime, 60 seconds. And you can take a look at all airtime fees, trim radio, on air, unisex, ultra cotton tee. And you've got the Bulleye VIP membership. Okay. Plus, we've got Life Walk with Christ God ceramic ornaments. Okay. All you have to do is buy the merchandise. And the money that comes in when you buy the merchandise, it goes for buying airtime on the show. Yeah. It helps the network out quite a bit. So buy the merchandise or just donate. Okay. But that's a big thing to keep the shows on the air. The hosts don't make any money on this. We donate our time and our expertise to do that. And, you know, you buy the merchandise and it helps us out by keeping the shows on the air. Okay. Wow. You can click on listen now. You can go live stream. You can also listen to past episodes. You can partner with us. You can host a show or advertise with Trim. You can support the station, and we have a listing of all of our shows right here. All you have to do is just go to trimradio.com, and that's it. Okay, this page will come up, and there's a lot of stuff on there. We've got a lot of good shows, okay? Wow, what else is going on in the world? I'll tell you what. I always do a blurb about the University of Findlay. I always do. And I think I have a backdrop to do this with this time. And we'll see if I can get that up there. I just have to make sure that it does not get lost. And it did. Oh, my goodness. No, here it is. Well, let's see here. Actually, I have to do this. There it is, the University of Findlay. And I'll tell you what, it's a good school. They have a lot of good classes, and I'll tell you what, it's a good place. Trust me. Good campus, great students, great professors. Dr. Kathy Fell is the president of the university. She's done a lot there while she's been there, and it is a good school. Trust me, okay? It is a very good school doing all different kinds of things. You can get a bachelor's degree, a master's degree, or a doctoral degree, depending on what classes and degree structure you need to take. They also have this year, the University of Findlay has a partner, and that's the University of Bluffton in Bluffton, Ohio. And they are merging with the University of Findlay. And I'll tell you what, you can take classes at both campuses. So you want to check it out, okay? And there's a lot of stuff going on at the University of Findlay. I'll tell you what, when you take a look at sports at the University of Findlay, the students have been really doing well. It's a NCAA Division II school. And so far, the basketball team is doing very well. The women's basketball team is doing well. The volleyball team did excellent. The men's soccer team happens to be in the playoffs. Okay. They won their conference, and now they're in the NCAA Division II playoffs. Oh, yeah. A lot of good things happening in sports at the University of Findlay. But primarily, it's a school for a good education. And all you have to do is check them out at www.findlay.edu. And if you get a chance, go to Findlay. Check it out. It's a great town, and it's a nice area. It really is. And the university is a very nice place. Okay, they have really good facilities, really good professors, great administrative staff, and fantastic students. And some of the students there are from overseas. Matter of fact, when I went there years ago, I had friends from South America. I had friends from places like Kenya, Ghana, and different students, Israel, Jordan. I mean, we had a vast variety of students there from different countries. And it was all one big happy family. And you just check it out, the University of Findlay. It's a good place, okay? Trust me. Wow, we've got that going on, and I'll tell you what, we've got what else is going on? Oh yeah, the Money and Change / Financially Prepped page. Yes, you have to check it out because I put a lot of stuff there for you to see. Okay, and you can check us out anytime during the week. Okay, that's all you have to do is check us out. And if you take a look at what we've got there, we've got a lot of people can join us. It's free to join, and you get a lot of information. We put a lot of information up there, and you can take a look at a lot of different things. Okay. And like I said, beware of holiday scams. That was the latest thing I put up there. Trust me, there are a lot of holiday scams going on. And if you take a look at it, trust me, you check the news, there are a lot of scams going on. So, you can check us out. We post a lot of stuff there. 9 ways to save money on Black Friday. And then how about misinformation spending? Okay, and we've got stuff on, and we're going to go over some of this is how much will it cost for Thanksgiving? Because that's coming up, Happy Turkey Day. Well, we've got that. Here's one thing I put up there, and I have purchased these. I'm not recommending you do. I'm just saying that I have personally purchased these things because I think they're good. And it's an Elide firefighting ball. Yeah, it's a ball. And all you have to do is, if you have a fire, it sets the ball off and smothers the fire, whether it's electrical or chemical or whatever. And I've seen demonstrations of these things. And I'll tell you what, a ball about not 4 or 5 inches across. Fantastic. Okay. Matter of fact, I bought a pack with, I believe it's three in a pack, or else it's two in a pack. And I bought several. And I have them at different places around the house. Okay. The reason why I do that, because if there's an electrical fire, I've got one there. If there happens to be a fire in the furnace area, I've got one there. I've got one in the garage too. So if anything catches fire there, this thing will go poof and put the fire out. Okay. You can check them out, Elide Fire. Okay. I think I got it off of Amazon. I don't make any money for doing this stuff. Also, we take a look at what the dollar can buy in 1932 versus $20 in 2018. Did you know that $20 back in 1932 could buy 482 gallons of gas, gasoline, or as the British say, petrol? You could buy 427 gallons of milk. You could buy 675 dozen eggs. Or you could get 2,700 first-class stamps. Now that's way back when. Now in 2018, the $20 could get you 7 gallons of gas, 6.3 gallons of milk, 10 dozen eggs, and 40 first-class stamps. And that was 2018. I'd hate to figure out what it is in 2024 or what it's going to be in 2025. It's probably $20 is probably going to get you between 4 and 5 gallons of gas and probably 5 gallons of milk and maybe 7 dozen eggs and first-class stamps. Well, what are they? 70 cents a piece, 78 cents a piece, something like that. It's getting ridiculous out there. Well, anyhow, guys, check out the Facebook page for Money and Change / Financially Prepped. Okay. You'll be glad you did because I post a lot of things there. Okay. Well, let's get off of this one. What else do we have to do? Oh, yeah. A big shout out to Rusty Dex Custom Pens for making some really beautiful pens. And we'll get those up here on the website pretty soon. I've got some transfer problems that I need to address. But anyhow, Rusty Dex Custom Pens, if you are in a business, a school, a club, a fraternity or a sorority, college or university, and you want to make out presentation pens for your favorite people, big clients or whatever, check out Rusty Dex Custom Pens and Blanks. They're on Facebook. Okay. Everything is really nice. He has a good Second Amendment pen that has a really neat action on it. It's really good. Both Michael Bayas and I both have pens from Phil at Rusty Dex Custom Pens and Blanks. And I'll tell you what, we paid for them. And they're beautiful. They really are. So you want to check out Rusty Dex Custom Pens and Blanks. Also, check out My World, Live, Laugh, and Whatever every Wednesday live at 8 p.m. And we talk about a lot of different things. We were doing comedians lately, and I will probably have some more comedians up there, but we're talking mostly about what's going on and some of the weird stuff that kind of happens, you know? And we talk about a lot of different things. I'm kind of unhinged on Wednesday nights. People say I'm unhinged enough. But anyhow, guys, going on, we've got Big Family Homestead with Brad and Krista out in the middle of Wisconsin, and it is getting cold out there. It's getting into the snow season. And we have Danny Wanda King at Pecan Grove. Deep South Homestead is no more. They still have the property, but I think that all the videos now are Pecan Grove because they are developing a whole new property down there with a lot of pecan trees, or as they say up here, pecan trees. Well, anyhow, they have Danny Wanda King, great people. Southern Prepper One with David Kobler. I've known Dave for probably 15 years, going to be probably going on 16. And he talks a lot about the economy, what's going on. He talks about some prepping too. He's a really nice guy. Very easy to talk to. Also, Patriot Nurse, we have Rachel. And she talks about not only the economy, but she also talks about things like alternative medicine, taking care of yourself, things like that. Excellent person. Also, Prepper Nurse One is now, and that's Prepper Nurse One, that's Ed Carswell, is up in New York State visiting his relatives up there. And Prepper Princess Amber Stork, she's a self-made millionaire, and she does a lot of different YouTube reviews on different things, and she tells you how to save money, okay, live beneath your means. And that's what I talk about here, is living beneath your means. You don't need Netflix all the time, okay? And then we've got LDS Prepper with David Gilmore. Oh, Dave, you got me hooked on this thing. The good old GMRS radio. People say it's a walkie-talkie. I tell you, it's a walkie-talkie. Well, yeah, no. It's actually a neat little radio because if, for any reason, communications go down with your phone, okay, your landline, whatever, these things can come in handy. Okay, this was an Ocean 935G Plus with a Nagoya 771G antenna, which really gets the signal out. And the license comes from the FCC. It's $35 for 10 years. And everybody in your family can use it. They just got to behave when they're on the radio. Okay? It's great to communicate, especially in bad times. You can also listen to other people talking, and you can even get FM radio on this thing. It's kind of neat. But I can talk 35 miles with this setup. And from the repeater that I hit 35 miles away, I can talk out to about 95 miles from there. Okay. And this little radio is set to hit, I think I've got 5 different repeaters. I have yet to use the one in Findlay. I'm going to try it out one of these days when I head up there for a basketball game, and just see how I do up there on that repeater. GMRS radios, check them out. Don't get the bubble wrap at Wally World. Mm-mm. They don't work. Well, they work, but they don't work. They don't get out far. You have to get the others, whether or not they're Motorola or Redivis or, you know, there are a bunch of others. I like the Ocean, Wouxun, excellent radio. Okay, it costs a little bit more, but it's worth it in the long run. I've got several of them. Wow, we've got that. And we've got the Max. And he's on Facebook. No, he isn't. He's on YouTube. And he talks about all kinds of stuff that's going on in the world. And he's really good at giving the Southern perspective. He's a conservative down there. And he has some really good shows, so you want to check them out. Wow, what else is going on? Oh my goodness. We've got a big alert, okay? And it's a beef alert. So if you have a lot of hamburger out there, you want to check this thing out. This is our community service thing.
Outbreaks, one linked to organic carrots, and now 167,000 pounds of ground beef. Also tonight, reports that an infant's death is being linked to a listeria outbreak from meat and poultry products. Here's ABC's Alex Perez.
Tonight, with millions hitting supermarkets ahead of Thanksgiving, Americans are tracking a growing list of food recalls across the country.
One of the things that I think is driving this increased detection of outbreaks is we've got better public health.
The latest recall involving 167,000 pounds of ground beef, fresh and frozen, possibly contaminated with E. coli. The meat shipped to restaurants around the country from the Detroit-based Wolverine Packing Company. Health officials say at least 15 patients who ate at various restaurants have been sickened in Minnesota, including 2 who were hospitalized. And today, authorities expanding that E. coli recall of bagged carrots from Grimway Farms after one person died and at least 15 were hospitalized, including Melinda Pratt.
I thought possibly I just had a horrible stomach flu, and it just progressively got worse each and every day.
It comes just weeks after a deadly E. coli outbreak linked to slivered onions at some McDonald's. And tonight, we're just learning about a new listeria outbreak linked to ready-to-eat meat products from Yushang Foods. An infant from California has died, and 9 people have been hospitalized in 4 states.
And Whit, tonight we're told those meat products were shipped to retailers around the country. The company has issued a nationwide recall. Whit?
Alex Perez for us. Thank you.
Wow. I'll tell you what, you want to check the meat to make sure it didn't come from Wolverine. You want to listen for any updates and always make sure that when you cook the meat, the internal temperature has to be 165. I know people say 155 is good. For you Canadian friends, you know, I'm talking Fahrenheit. But 155 is your minimum. You really want to cook it to 165. Get a meat thermometer and use it, because that could keep you from getting very, very, very sick. Okay? So you want to check it. Anytime they have a recall on meat, you really need to check that out. Okay? Oh, wow. What else is going on? You know, a lot of people say, well, I ain't got no money. I don't have any money. Well, guess what? A lot of people don't have any money because we've got inflation. And they say, well, President Trump's going to solve that. It's going to take a while to solve the mess. Okay. And so a lot of things there. Now, I found an article here on I don't have no money. Okay. Thousands of Americans see their savings vanish in a Synapse fintech crisis. Okay. It's a financial company. And the key takeaways on this whole thing is thousands of customers, including former Texas school teacher Kayla Morris, have been locked out of their accounts and are facing significant losses after the collapse of fintech firm Synapse, S-Y-N-A-P-S-E, with some receiving only a fraction of their funds back. The bankruptcy trustee found that up to $96 million of customer funds, says is missing. Well, it should be are missing, leaving regular Americans like Morris with little or nothing from savings accounts they believed were FDIC insured through Synapse. Now, Evolve Bank and Trust, the lender where the funds were supposed to be held, has only been able to return a small portion of the missing funds to customers, leading to frustration and uncertainty among those affected. You got to watch your money a lot, okay? Because this is a long article, but she had. She and her husband sold a house last year, and they stowed away the proceeds, which was $282,153.87, in what they thought was a safe place. And it was a starting save-up place called Yotta, Y-O-T-T-A. Uh-huh, supposed to be a stand-up place, right? Well, I guess it wasn't. And the article goes on, and they talk about a lot of different things, you know, a reverse bank robbery. So you have to take care of your finances and watch to see where your money is, how it's doing. Okay, I'll put it that way. Wow. Hey, Thanksgiving is coming up. What are you doing for Thanksgiving? Are you going to go out and eat? You know, you don't want to mess with all the cooking and stuff. You don't want to have to stuff a turkey. You don't want to have to cook up a whole bunch of food and have a whole bunch of people come in and they gobble it down and there's either no leftovers or a lot of leftovers. And you don't know what you do with all those leftovers because you may not like a spinach souffle. You might not like yams that have been super candied and they put that marshmallow on top and they, oh, it's good stuff. Maybe okra. Maybe you're in the north and you don't like okra, especially fried okra. Wow, Thanksgiving is coming up. And I'll tell you what, you got to be careful on how you cook your food. Okay, remember that it's got to be at least 165 degrees if it's meat. Okay, and vegetables, I could say you could get away with maybe 155. Okay, just to be safe, kill those little germy bugs. Mm-hmm. But there are a lot of things that you need to consider, and one of them is the weather. Yeah, weather. It's supposed to be messy. Okay, and I've got that one. And they're talking about messy Thanksgiving travel and Thanksgiving week weather forecast by region. We'll go through that. And this is Janine Santucci and Edward Cuevas from USA Today. I just got that thing. And, you know, for many of the tens of millions of Americans who will travel for Thanksgiving, the forecasters say some messy cold weather could be there. All right. In eastern U.S., messy Thanksgiving travel possible. You know, we've got that stuff coming out of Canada. and it's going to be cold and blustery. Okay. And they're talking about that. And you can take a look at the weather forecast map. Here it is. For the eastern United States, you can see the magic hand there. And a slight risk of heavy snow up north, up into Maine, Vermont, New York. Okay. And then you're going to have a lot of rain and stuff in the south. And then you got heavy snow up in Lake Superior and parts of western Michigan. And then you've got moderate risk much below, okay, but it's there, of snow, okay, cold weather. So that's what you have to look out for. And then the 10-day temperature forecast outlook is below normal for Iowa, Missouri, Illinois, and parts of Ohio, Kentucky, maybe Tennessee, okay? That's the 6 to 10 day outlook. So it's going to get cold. 10-day precipitation, we're going to be above normal precipitation, way above normal on the East Coast, okay? And so you've got that to contend with. Midwest to sea, rain, chances of snow in parts. Rain seasons, first freeze in the south. And in the west, residents don't catch much of a break from rain yet. Okay, so that's going to be the weather. So how do you dress for the weather? Okay, it could be raining. So make sure you have some way to protect yourself, whether it's an umbrella or water repellent clothing, things like that. And I always carry an emergency bag in the trunk, and it's a red duffel bag, basically, and it's got everything in there for cold weather. It's got gloves, hats, emergency blankets. It's got some extra food in there. I've got some extra meds in there if I need them. All kinds of stuff crammed into this bag, okay? You would almost use that to put... let's say you're going to a football game, you put all your blankets and stuff in there, seat pads and so forth. It's a fairly big container, okay, with different compartments. And believe it or not, I didn't have to pay much for it at Walmart, better known as Wally World. And I keep that in the winter because if I go to a basketball game up in Findlay, guess what? I want to have that in the car, as well as some antifreeze for the windshield wipers. Make sure you always check those out and so forth. And that's coming up for Thanksgiving, okay? Now, whoa, what are you going to pay for Thanksgiving? I've got to bring that up because that's another important thing. If I don't need to put my email up there. I got to hit the right button, you know? That's just the way it is. Anyhow, your Thanksgiving dinner, your costs are going to be a mixed bag of savings and squeezes, according to Tyler Durden from Zero Hedge. Okay, and they're talking about turkey. A 16-pound turkey is going to run about $25.67. Now, how many meals can you get out of it? Hopefully a lot. Cranberries, 12 ounce, will cost you $2.35. And in some cases, you're going to probably have to have two cans of cranberries to feed everybody. And of course, when you cook it down for whatever topping you need, you're going to use quite a bit. Then sweet potatoes. Oh, yes, sweet potatoes. Bake them dudes down. And you go ahead and put that brown sugar and that marshmallow on there. A little cinnamon. Oh, my God. I always get that when I go to Cracker Barrel. I go up to Findlay, up to the Texas Roadhouse. Oh, they have great loaded baked sweet potatoes. And so for 3 pounds, they're going to cost you $2.93. And carrots and celery. you know, for your dressing, a half pound each, 84 cents. Green peas, 16 ounce, 173 pennies. Yeah, $1.73. A 9-inch pie shell, if you're going to make a pumpkin pie, okay? Two of them would be $3.40. Cube stuffing, $4.08. Dinner rolls, a dozen, $4.16. Pumpkin pie mix, a 30-ounce would give you $4.75. Whole milk, 1 gallon, $3.21. And whipping cream, a half pint is $1.81. Okay. So, yeah, it's going to cost no matter how you look at it. What am I doing for Thanksgiving? I don't want to cook. Okay. So I'm going out. And that's the way I want to do it. Let somebody else cook. I ran restaurants for years. I don't need to cook anymore. Northeast, your cost for Thanksgiving dinner is going to be $57.36. In the Midwest, it's going to be $58.90. In the South, y'all, it's going to be $56.81 with or without the okra. And $67.05 out in the West. Okay. That includes Alaska too. Okay. And so we got this all information at Zero Hedge. Okay. So it's going to be expensive. You know, I just don't like to do the cleanup and everything involved with it. I like to let somebody else do that. I mean, I can cook if I want to, but I don't want to. I like to enjoy myself. You know what I mean? And you do too. Well, anyhow, we've got something else going here. Let's see. We've got how criminals are using mobile banking. Yeah, remember I talked about scams? Okay. You're going to see a video on scams. Okay. And we're going to get that going here.
It's no secret COVID-19 has changed the way we do things. For many of us, that includes how we deposit checks. During this pandemic, millions of Americans switched over to mobile banking because it's incredibly convenient. But tonight, our Bob Siegel shares the dark side of mobile banking that many people don't discover until it's too late.
Rob Fine and Harold Wilson have never met, but they have a lot in common. Both own small businesses. Both are victims of check fraud.
They're stealing the checks out of the mailbox.
It's actually just theft.
And both are out a lot of money.
Four checks was $12,000.
Three checks for a total of $21,000 we lost.
These are the checks Rob is talking about. He says after they were mailed, someone stole them and changed the names. Instead of going to vendors, the checks went to Michael King, Martwan Roe Williams, and Hannah Ivy. Who are those people?
I have no idea how to answer that question.
And look at that check. The altered name and address were literally cut and pasted onto the document. And yet, a bank still cashed it.
I mean, as far as con jobs go, this isn't even a good one.
It's ridiculous. I don't know how it ever got past anyone.
These are the first four.
The checks stolen from Harold's company were doctored and completely forged, according to the office manager.
The address and all has been changed, not the way ours is actually laid out. And then they put in their own name and signed four different names here. Four different people signed these checks. The amounts are whatever they chose to try to get out of our account. They made their own checks just by getting information off of our checks.
It happened last summer. And just a few weeks ago, Harold and his wife had more checks stolen, this time not from their business.
This mailbox right here.
Your whole mailbox.
My whole mailbox.
And again, the criminal was sloppy, simply whiting out portions of the printed check and handwriting a new name, address, and dollar amount. The original check was for just $63.
Why would a bank accept something that looks like that?
Because it went through the mobile banking. Some of the new technology is letting people get away with this.
No question. What makes it easy to happen is the online app that banks give you.
This is what they're talking about. Those handy mobile banking apps that millions of people now use to deposit checks. Just point and shoot and you're done. No need to drive to your bank or ATM. Since the start of the pandemic, mobile banking has skyrocketed. Last April alone, right after the pandemic started, new mobile banking registrations jumped 200%. Consumers are not the only ones who enjoy the convenience of depositing checks by phone. Criminals love it too.
The fraudsters are always one step ahead, and they've figured out how to make a deposit and quickly go and withdraw the money.
John Ravita is the marketing director for SQN Banking Systems, a company that provides fraud detection tools for banks. He says mobile banking is ideal for criminals because they never have to actually show up at a bank.
I think the challenge with mobile banking, it's faceless.
In 2018, even before the spike in mobile banking, criminals stole $1.3 billion through check fraud, according to the American Bankers Association. But that same year, banks stopped 10 times that much in attempted fraud, thanks to sophisticated technology.
They're doing a heck of a job stopping check fraud as best they can.
But if banks are doing a good job and they have the technology to spot fraudulent checks deposited by mobile banking, why do they still accept blatantly fraudulent checks like these? Ravita says many smaller banks and credit unions have not invested in adequate fraud prevention tools. And even big banks that do use the technology can't inspect every single check for signs of fraud.
That doesn't always happen. It's just not cost justified to look at every check.
13 Investigates reached out to the American Bankers Association, which represents the banking industry. A spokesman told 13 News, protecting customers from fraud is a top priority for the nation's banks. Banks of all sizes use a range of sophisticated systems to prevent the overwhelming majority of fraud attempts. When fraud does occur, customers are typically made whole.
Have you gotten all this money back from the bank?
No. They said we allowed it to happen.
Harold and his staff have now waited 9 months for their bank to make them whole. Rob's bank has reimbursed him for only about half his losses.
Nobody's jumping up and down and saying, oh, we're going to take care of this, we're going to take care of that.
Both businessmen say they know other people in the same boat, and now they're hoping to warn others.
Wow. Okay. Check into that. It's still happening. Do you have a smartphone? You know, I'm thinking about getting rid of my smartphone altogether and just going back to the old flip phone, because you get too much information on the smartphone and people can get it. Mobile banking apps? No, I don't want to have anything like that. People get hacked, and they get hacked for a lot of money. And even though they say the FDIC will cover up to, what is it, $250,000, forget it. Those guys lost some money, okay? Wow. What? I didn't think I'd do something like that. This new setup. Well, anyhow, how about 9 ways to save money? Because you're going to spend a lot of money coming up. Okay. You're going to spend it. I know it. It's Christmas time. Yahoo Finance had a thing, 9 ways to and avoid debt this Black Friday. And we're going to go through those. Okay. Smart shopping tips for Black Friday. Know your budget. How much are you going to spend? Okay. If you're going to use a credit card, then know how much you want to put on that credit card and don't exceed it. You should at least have some number to guide your spending before heading out for Black Friday. And maybe it's the total you've already set aside in savings throughout the year. Or in some cases, you see something that, gee whiz, little Johnny would really like that super blaster, or little Jill would like this human-sized doll or whatever. And it costs extra money. And it's beyond your budget. And so what happens is you purchase these things, you go beyond your budget, and you say, well, I'll pay it off. And then the bill comes due. I don't have that much money now. I'll pay a little bit. So you pay a little bit and you pay interest on it. And the next month, you don't have enough money, so you got to pay interest. Then the next thing you know, you've got a problem with your car. And now you're paying a little bit on that original bill. And now you have to buy your new tires for your car or get your car fixed. And you're going to put more money on your credit card. Okay. Try to pay with cash as much as possible. Okay. But know your budget. Don't exceed your budget. Okay. Have a plan. Online or in-store retailers are going to bombard you with all kinds of deals. So you got to watch what you're doing. Okay. Whether or not you're going to Wally World or some swanky place. Shop with a 0% APR on a credit card. I'm not going to recommend any credit card like they have here. Okay. I like cash. Cash is a good thing. Rethink non-essentials if you already have a credit card debt. If you're in debt on your credit card, pay with cash. Take advantage of the credit card rewards that are out there. And of course, they're going to mention all the different rewards. Sometimes you do well, and sometimes they get you one way or another. Seek out extra deals and discounts. I just got a new Oops, O-U-P-E-S. It's actually pronounced Alps, but the way it's spelled is like Oops. And it's a solar battery setup. And because I got it with their Black Friday discount, I saved $200 on it. I couldn't pass it up. Okay. Saved $200. That was a good thing. And now I have it and I'm charging it. Not to a credit card. I've already paid it off. Okay. But it was a good deal. Use card protections. Okay. A lot of credit card companies have protections. Matter of fact, my credit card company got a hold of me and they said, we're not going to approve this purchase because it's out of line of your normal purchases. And so I went ahead and let them know that it was an official purchase. And they gave me the purchasing power for that. So I could save that $200. Okay, so you make sure you have purchase protection, extended warranty coverage, cell phone protection, return protection, okay, earn a welcome bonus, and they're going to press the cards again, okay, add card shopping offers, okay, and they're going to promote the cards, okay. I'm not going to promote anyone. There's no need to. But beware of scams. Beware of, if it's too good to be true, it probably is. Okay? So you want to check that out. Smart shop. And the rest of the year, live beneath your means. What do? We pay down our debt. We put some money aside because you're going to need emergency spending for your car, your house, whatever. So put some money aside. You can start out $5 a week, $10 a week, $100 a week. Depends on your financial status. So you want to put money aside, buy long-term food. Hey, if the markets crash, banks have problems, do you have food there to feed your family? Because the government's not going to do it. And the churches and social agencies can only do so much. Do you have seeds to plant a garden? I think you better be doing that in the spring, okay? But have enough to get you through until summer, okay? And then your garden in the spring will come due in the summer. You'll have extra food. So you pay down your money, put some debt aside, buy some long-term food, be able to purify and store water at least 2 gallons per person per day. Some people say 3. Maybe in a lot of wet wipes too. Okay. So you've done that. Do you have your medications? Do you have a good first aid kit? You have to consider that too. Also, make sure that you have those blue tarps, because what happens if you get a hole in your roof and the water leaks in? How are you going to take care of it? Especially when a whole new roof costs $5,000 for a 1,600 square foot house. That's minimum. In some cases, your roof would cost maybe $8,000, $9,000, $10,000 to replace that roof. And that's just shingles, okay? And make sure that you have the clothing, the appropriate clothing for the year, for your car or in the house. You know, you're going to need jackets and stuff. Keep your thermostat around 68 degrees if you can. And if the power goes out and so forth, that battery pack that I got will power parts of the house for a few days. It's a 3,000 watt unit. It's not a little one. It's too heavy for me to move around, but I managed it, okay? And so it's capable of running an oven for a little bit. It's capable of running my furnace, okay, or several refrigerators and lights. It's a good thing. It's made by Opes, and you can check it out at Amazon. I don't make any money for this stuff. I just thought for an emergency purpose, it would be great for me to have something like that, if you know what I mean. Wow. But that's what you need to do. You know, do you have flashlights? Do you have batteries? There are a lot of things to think about. You know, if you live in a cold climate and you have a snowblower, have you put gas in it, changed the oil? Have you started it yet? I've done everything but start it. I'm going to be starting. Mine's an electric start. So I'm going to get that going here this next week and make sure that that's in working order. Okay. So that's what I'm doing. So you have to prepare for winter, but you also have to watch how much you spend for Thanksgiving and how much you spend on Black Friday for Christmas. I mean, I had people that used to work for me and they said, I need Black Friday off. I need to go out and get in line at 4 o'clock in the morning for this certain store to open so they can get whatever they could get. Okay. And it was a mad rush. And I talked to them afterwards. I said, well, how was your Black Friday? Oh, it was a killer. I couldn't take it. Lines of people. We got in the door and it was a madhouse. Well, then why go there? It's just one of those things. Black Friday is Black Friday. And that's when a lot of the merchants make their money. Okay. Especially restaurants too. People go out to shop, then they want to go eat. Okay. So be careful there for Black Friday. Wow. Let's take a look at national debt, because you know, we always have to do that. And if I can find the right button, here we go. Come on. There we go. The national debt. There we are. $36,026,783,000,000 and flying by. That's $106,661 per American citizen. And for the taxpayers out there, that's $272,821 putting you in debt. Okay. Do you have that much money around? I don't. We got to tell the government to stop spending money. They spend like drunken sailors, but that's an insult to drunken sailors, because drunken sailors know when to quit. Yeah. Well, anyhow, go to debtclock.org and check the stuff out. And it's the stats are current and flying. Sometimes you want to go, holy cow. One other thing that I wanted to bring up was, you know, people are talking about Bitcoin. And you know, people ask me, well, what do I do? Do I invest in Bitcoin? And I tell them, hey, take a look at Cointelegraph, and it's online. And a lot of things go on. Now, right now, can you believe it? Bitcoin is $98,059 for one. It's gone up almost 0.5%. Ethernet is at $3,359. BNB, whatever that is $661. SOL, out of luck, is what I like to call it, is $254. XRP is $1.45. And TON is $6.16. A friend of mine was telling me, oh, you really need to buy XRP. And he was really pushing it. And I'm like, well, I don't know. I can't hold it in my hand. If I can't hold it in my hand and spend it, then is it worth keeping? And this one article came up and it said Bitcoin spoofing drives Bitcoin prices to $97,000 for a Bitcoin. And Bitcoin sellers, whether genuine or not, are refusing to allow a $100,000 Bitcoin price milestone. Okay. And the market, they manipulate it. But anyhow, you take a look at Cointelegraph and it tells you a lot of different things. The biggest thing on cryptocurrency like Bitcoin, if you can't hold it in your hands and you can't spend it, and you have to put it in an electronic wallet, guess what? Somebody can get into that wallet and take that money. Okay. And it's happened more than once. So that's a word to the wise. What else is going on? I hope you all have a good, safe Thanksgiving. I know it's going to be a holiday weekend because you're not going to work Friday. You're not going to work Saturday or Sunday. At least a lot of you won't. But have a good, safe Thanksgiving. Be careful when you're out driving. Watch out for the other guy on the road. Make sure that you're prepared for everything, okay? And like people say, keep your head on a swivel and stay frosty. And they say, what's that mean? Always be aware of your surroundings so somebody doesn't rob you in the process of going to one of your stores. Or leaving the store, going to your car, and stay frosty. Just be cool. Okay? And that's what you need to do for Thanksgiving. Have a good one. Enjoy the food. Don't overeat. Enjoy all the leftovers. And we'll talk to you next Sunday. Okay? So you have a good week. And we'll talk to you next Sunday, okay? And with that, guys, I'm going to have to find the right button so we can get out of here because I've got to do an outtake. You know what that is? It's an outro. And guess what? Here it is. See ya.